Yes, Lord, good morning to everyone. Let's open our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 16. And we read verse 17. We'll continue today to speak about what to be watchmen to watch. Watchman is to watch so that he can take us in. Watch the movement of the enemy and watch the movement of the Holy Spirit. Watch the enemy and hear the voice of God of what you need to do. Apostle Paul said to the Romans, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mind them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." Let's pray. God, thank you. You bless him and you follow him. We adore you, come before the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint my lips with words and statements and verses, and give us humble hearts to understand your word and to apply in our life, I pray. Reveal your will to us, to share, O God, to each and everyone, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, O God, that you take the message and make it clear, even those who are not here who need to hear this word, to be aware of dangers and the assignment that you have allocated to each and everyone of us to be watchmen, so that the enemies will not penetrate and cause havoc in our midst. O God, give us discernment, enlighten our mind and thought, make us move with the voice of the Holy Ghost, take away emotions, self-righteousness and things that is not in your word, O God, take it all away from our mind and thought. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. Apostle Paul, he was beseeching them to mark those who cause division and offenses. When you hear the word offense, it's like somebody has done a crime, no? He says, mark those who cause offenses. Offenses, you know, sometimes the offense is, when you go through it, it is the correct thing, as we God say, but for the opinion of the people, that is offenses, and that's bad things. There are also offenses that the word of God describes it as an offense, that we need to avoid and deal with. The word here that he used, offenses, in the Greek is the meaning, the word of it is scandalon, the same word in the English, scandal. As white men and women, we need to really avoid what will bring scandalous things in our midst, in the midst of God's church, and not allow things in the world to come in and cause scandalous things among us and inside us. I will go to some scriptures that speak that Christ himself is an offense. That is, Christ himself, when people does not want to accept his word, he becomes an offense to them because he is condemning sin and the wrong things and bringing them back to the right way. That we cannot avoid. We have to be an offense. We might be disliked, abhorred by people, churches, communities, as long as we move with the word of God, and that's what we are doing, we can't help it, we can't change it, but we can change our attitude. So whatever offense that they can receive because of the word of God that we live in, and that's our doctrine that we teach, finally, when our attitude will prevail like the attitude of Christ, it is the will of God that we need to persevere in. We'll go to some scriptures, Romans 9:33, that speaks that Christ was himself an offense, scandalon for the people. Romans 9:33. So let us be persevering in the doctrine, because all faults and contrary is the lesson that we learn. If you are among the people that bring you offenses that is contrary to the doctrine, you mock them. But if you see people bringing offenses based on the doctrine that we learn, then that's fine. Because Christ, our Lord, Himself, He was an offense to many. 9, Romans 9, 33, as it shouldn't be, what are they in Zion, a stumbling stone, offense, scandalon, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, about Christ. But we must be ever to Christ. The more we bring the doctrine that brings offense to the people of Indian, the more we need to be more attitude like Christ. We need to abide with the word of God, more fruit of the Holy Spirit, more patience, more perseverance, more willing to suffer, to be insulted, to be humiliated, to be intimidated. We need to fast all so that the doctrine that brings offense finally will bring fruit in the life of the people that they are guilty. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified, and to the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. When they were preaching, when Paul was preaching that Jesus died on the cross for our sin in the synagogue, the Jews, they, it's an offense to them. It's an offense. And nowadays, when you condemn sinful things, you are so offensive to the people. You are so unhuman. No emotion, no feelings, no consideration. 1 Peter chapter 2. And verse 7 and 8. Unto you therefore which believe He is precious, but unto them which is disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. So if we become offense to them, because they are disobedient to the instruction of the Word of God, then we cannot help it. We just to persevere, not to retaliate or revenge. We need to continue to express the attitude of Jesus, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, self-control, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, patience, perseverance, humility, giving righteousness. Plus, we need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit of what we need to do with those who reject the Word of God. The Word of God has become offense to certain people and they fight back. We should not go with our flesh. We should go with the fruit of the Holy Spirit, plus what God wants us to do. And we can define two things. The attitude needs to be controlled, and I need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit so I will know what I need to do with that particular person, because only God can give us the right solution of what we need to do. And that's when we need to seek God. When we are offended by certain sin, or people retaliated because of certain things we implement, we can't go with them, their flesh, we go with them. Fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Ghost, and the voice of God of what we need, what He specifically wants us to do. Now we go to the word offense as a sinful thing that is rejected. We need to mark it in our life, that our families and that of the people around us, so that we need to deal with it. The Lord Jesus Christ, when He preached the parable of the wheat and the tares, He said that a farmer, he saw a good field, but then after that, there were tares and wheat coming up, and His disciples, they told Him, why this happened? He said, when they were sleeping, when the farmer was sleeping, the devil also come and saw a bad seed. So here there's something in us wrong when we sleep. When you fully trust, when you already, you know, this is my son, my daughter, she's very, very good. Yeah? When you fully trust, this person is very good. When we don't check, that's where also when we are sleeping, we are not praying for them. We are not checking on them on daily basis, or we are forgetting the safety measures that we need to do. The safety measures in every day life, when we forget it, there are safety things God provides for us. We need to implement them to avoid the troubles, to avoid the devil will come in and sow a bad seed that will bring wickedness. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 14, about those who cause offenses, what the Lord will do to them when He will come. Lord, make us awake as a watchman and direct us to the areas of God that need to be exposed so that we can see the work of the devil before penetration in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 13 verse 41 says, the Lord Jesus told them, the Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and then will do iniquity. So there are people who are inside His kingdom, inside the church. Have you got the point? They are called offenses, and called also iniquity. Certain times, when we don't know the scriptures, we are seeing the offenses, but as if it is nice, and as if this is the correct. But when you go to the scriptures, you see here, when we go to the scripture will report of certain things, and once God reveals to us certain truths, we need to live it and we need to declare it, you know, because that's offense. Apostle Paul says, mark them those who cause offenses contrary to the doctrine. So when you receive a doctrine, you cannot accept more offense. Have you get the point here? You have to get it out from your way, because before you are not aware, now you are aware. It's not only this. You need to teach it to others, because that's what goes on. Inside the church, inside the body of Christ, God will reveal certain things, and it has to be spread to the rest of the body of Christ, because that's what God wants us to do. In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, I'll speak about the offenses and what more offenses we can read here. When the Lord, He was telling His disciples that He needs to go to Jerusalem, and there He will be arrested and He will be crucified and He will die. When Peter heard about it, he was not happy with it. And the Lord spoke to him in verse 23, what the Lord defines, you know, after, you know, Peter, out of his love to Jesus, he refused that Jesus would die. This is the love of Christ. That's where he is, the love of the people now. That is the love now in the church of God. Wrong love. See what the Lord told him. But verse 23, but he turned and said unto Peter, get behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. You are scandalous unto me, for thou savors not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. How many times we are very deep in our emotions, and we think we are learning, actually we are hating. And you know how Peter says to the Lord? If you read verse 22, you can understand why the church of God today and all the churches have been drifted away in a crooked way. Verse 22. Then Peter, see, when Peter heard it, then Peter took him, you know, aside, and began to rebuke him. He's rebuking the head of the church. That's what you are doing nowadays. Somebody giving right, everyone is angry. You don't have heart. You are not a mother. You are not a father. Once it is the word of God, then he cannot change it. He took him and he rebuked him. I think other disciples also are hearing. I spoke to him hard. How do you say I should die? I cannot take it. That's emotion, all emotion. I rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. I just final word. Imagine if Jesus, he would tell him, okay, Peter, please don't be absent. I'm sorry, I'm not Peter. Emotions. Number one, offense against Christ, against His word. The Church of God in 1886 has started. The woman, head covers, dress until here. Nowadays, leader's wife, shoulders exposed, head pain, hair colored. And the Church of God is crooked way. Christmas, Valentine's Day, All Saints' Day, Mother's Day, all the emotion, gifts. And all the good out of fear. Fear of man. Not in the Bible. Why? Till this day, never in their teachings are doctrine to celebrate it. They know what is wrong. These are offenses. Instead of doing the will of God, they went into wrong practices that God abhorred. And what happened? They spread all over the world. Because America is strong. So all this wrong teaching was God by the strength of a nation. A lot of celebrations based not on scripture, on emotions, things of men, teasing people, but not of God. Continue about offenses. We must understand why we need to face things which is not in the Bible. I am not out of my mind. You know, they say to about Jesus, he is behind himself, and they say to Paul, you are beside yourself, and I accept it. They will tell me, you are beside myself. I am not. I am a man of scripture. I know when we allow offenses like this, the offense of Peter, if Jesus would not rebuke him, what will happen to the church? If Peter will not refuse his request, what will happen to us today? There is no salvation. In the book of Matthew chapter 18, why we need to deal with offenses, scandalous things. Matthew 18, verse 7, woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. Have you got the point here? He's saying the offense will come. Woe What that man who brings that teaching and that offense, that doctrine, that not in the my world. And you get the point, boyfriend and girlfriend. This is against the doctrine of God. Against God. Boy and girl meeting before my, this is against the doctrine of the apostle teaching. Against it. This is the Bible. The Word of God. These are offenses. He says it will come. But what is a man? Now, if we allow it, what to us also? Have you get the point? If I allow it, if I follow it, what to me? Let me just say. Therefore, we need to be careful. We need to be careful. There's not enough that you don't do it. I'm not doing it. Are you fighting against it? Because the devil may use it to become through you, a channel of blessing. Especially when you go with your emotion, sleeping attitude, not watching what the devil wants, what the devil is throwing at your back. You need to be careful. That's why when we want to block certain phenomena, we find ourselves moving into certain directions, that's the will of God. The Spirit of God has been drifted far from the direction. There is not evangelism, but I doubt that there is true conversion. And after, even if there is true conversion, what they will follow after they are converted? The calendar of the Church of God contains many celebrations not biblical. And I challenge them if they can't put the teaching for it. Let them put teaching for it if that's biblical. Let them write it. Put the scripture to the Lord. They cannot, then they need to repent. 3 John chapter 2. First John chapter 2 and verse 10. Say, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Mark in your Bible. 1 John chapter 2 verse 10. If the one who loves his brother, he must abide in the light, and there is no stumbling. There is no occasion of stumbling in him. How we need to avoid that in the offense to others, I need to abide in the light. What does the scripture teach me to do? I need to go through it. Even I am wondering what they are doing, but in my sin I am allowing the word of God through me to convey other things, that I need to be aware of it. That's why more be abiding with God's word. More strict with yourself, with God's word with you, so that devil will not use it as an offense to bring contrary doctrine in the life of other people. In the book of Romans chapter 13 and verse 41, chapter 14 verse 13. Romans chapter 14 verse 13. He said, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block of an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Have you got the point here? The judgment is based on emotion, other is no. See the person. If that person, what he's doing is based on scriptures and doctrines or out of it. If he is on the right doctrine and gets people out of it and you are out of it, that's not the problem. That's a bigger problem and your problem. When the scripture we want to fulfill it, devil and his workers, the person will fight heavily. That's why Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. And we must know, small wrong things we allow will bring more troubles after to the life of our families and next generation. Let's move now to the book of Revelation, speak about how to avoid offenses and stumbling blocks, scandalous things. Imagine these are small things, you know. Peter talked to Jesus and about this. These are small things. No. Small things, if we will not deal with it today, it will bring big things in the coming future. Solomon. And he was beginning of his reign. They brought him two prostitutes. He had one boy, child. When she said, mine, other mine, Solomon, they said, bring the sword, you will cut it in half. The mother, she said, no, give it to her. He said, give it to the, this woman, that is that. That is the right mother. You know, the Bible says, the Bible admired the wisdom that led it to Solomon. And the Bible says, and the people fear the king. The people fear that, but they did not fear God. You know why they did not fear God? Two prostitutes in the kingdom of God, living in one house. And now I'm telling why, what happened. What is the priest? What is the law of Moses? And you know what happened? When we are quiet about Jesus and nice, let it go. After 40 years, when Solomon died, 10 tribes divided from the kingdom. Lost. Because sin was not dealt with. So today, when small things we don't deal with, no one's digging. Solomon says, Solomon, these are prostitutes, according to the law, we have to deal with it, yeah? Where is the man? From where the father? No investigation. Typhoon come on them after 40 years and cut 10 tribes. God judgment was coming for 15 years. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 12 to verse 17. Speaking about the church in Pergamum. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, these things says he which has the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works. And where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name. And hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who has changed among you for a certain brother. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that taught the doctrine of Balaam, doctrine of Balaam, and taught Balak to cast a stumbling block to the offense, the scandal. Cast a stumbling block before the king of Israel to eat things sacrificed into idols and to commit fornication. So, have thou also him that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which think I hate. Repent or else, I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. And to the churches, to whom that overcometh will I give to each of the heavens manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Now here, God is speaking to the children in Pergamos, and I know Pergamos is height of elevation, something good, prestigious. God mentioning the good things in that church. They refused to deny the name of Jesus. Even they were persecuted. One of them, Antipas, when he was put to death, he was a martyr. Even with this, they did not give up the name of Jesus. But God had also against them certain things, and he told them, with all that you did to honor God, yeah, you did not renounce the name of Jesus, but inside you is the seat of Satan. What? Seat of Satan inside them. He mentioned to them two things inside them and directed them to deal with it. In verse 14, he told them among you people, but I have used against thee because thou hast there them that hold the good law bound. Instead you said your people who are holding the doctrine of Balaam. What is the doctrine of Balaam? He taught Balaam the way to fight the Israelites, you don't go by the sword. No need to avoid persecution. No need to use the police, the CID, no need to do that. You go against them with these things. Make parties and invite their men, then the girls invite. And he encouraged them to eat food sacrifice for idols and cause fornication, sex before marriage. The very two things in Acts 15 verse 29, if you read it, the instruction of the apostles by the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles is to abstain from the blood, from the strangled animal, from food sacrifice for idols, and from fornication. Fornication is not sexual immorality, it's sex with those who are not yet married, youth, and children, and adults. That's an instruction in the book of Acts around 68 was written of. The writing of the book of Revelation 30 years, I think, after. When the Gentile churches was not abiding with the instruction of the apostles, that's the same the church of God and all the churches around us are doing. The book of Revelation is for us today. What is the teaching of Balaam? Full sacrifice for idols. Birthday, celebration, Christmas Day, all these idols. Tell roots, tell stories, father days, all pagan days, mother days, all subjects, all saints days. Parties here and there. Without being crowned by the Holy Spirit, food sacrificed for? Who sacrificed for us? And we receive it then. Now about fornication. What we need to do to avoid it? We need to deal with it or no? Or we want the doctrine of Balaam? If we will not do measures to stop this, if the church of God, the church will not do these measures, if the families will not do these measures to stop such phenomena, fornication is going on, that's what devil wants, there's no salvation. If immorality will continue. Do we need to celebrate boy and girl or no? There's no other way. Do we need to block the TVs from our houses and all these channels? Do we need to stop them from taking mobiles and laptops and all everything? Do we need to do it or no? Do we need to do it or no? Because see here, I think about salvation. I don't think about Buddha future. So if you are here about Buddha future, I'm speaking here about salvation. That is what I'm waiting for. Have you get the point? Do you want the future or you want salvation? You can't get both. Buddha future in the world and salvation, this is enough. We need to know what is our priority, how is our worldly thing. We need to do it. How about the dress? All go together. Requirement. First, we need to do all these measures to prohibit parties, get together, all nonsense that out of the scriptures. We need to go to the scripture deep and take it out. And that's why we are losing families. We are losing people. We are losing people who are doing sin and not willing to repent. We need to expel them. And we are losing people who go with their own emotion like Peter. And you get the point? Peter was in full control by his emotion. He gets the head of the church and he rebuked him. And he spoke in very effective words. This cannot be found. But based on no scripture. All feelings. We are losing people. What did he say to me? You know what he said to the church in Bergamo? He who overcomes. So God wants us to overcome. I said to God, Lord, you please help. I don't know what to do more. But I know that I need to overcome. The will of Jesus by the word of God. Abiding in the light and in the truth. I need to work with all this light and be able to overcome. One aspect, we need to really block all these offenses from our midst. Second, we need to put, we have put outline for preparation for gathering marriages. So we can cut this thing, fornication and through sacrifice for marriage. That against the apostles' teaching. This is the only instruction that the Holy Spirit gave us as a temple. Avoid full sacrifice for idols, work hard, and your living, eat food as ordained by the word of God, the right way, live holy living, separate, completely separate yourself. Shelter yourself, especially homeschool our children. Completely separate yourself from the world. Protect your children until you put them in marriage. It's a challenge, yeah? But he says, who overcomes, he will eat from the heavenly manna and I will write his name on the stone. There are rewards for those who obey. And there is also wrath of God on those who disobey. What he says in verse 16, repent, or else I will come and to thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He is saying, say, repent. So God is telling, there are people among us who repent. Not only those who do sin, those who go with their emotions, those who are not believing. But some people, they believe that there will be no sex in marriage. How about I say you dress differently? Oh, it's not important. Makeup, not important. Yeah, I mean, she can go to party, he can go to his friends. These are the things that the emotions that will bring the fornication in our midst. You must understand. If you want to obey, make it hard enough to obey even the small things, so that devil will not allow offenses and love devil inside us. I'm very careful of what I'm saying. I'm not out of my mind, I'm in my full mind and conscience. One more thing, in the church of Pergamos. In verse 15, so we finish now, those who are following the doctrine of Balaam. In verse 15, so as though also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which think I hate. Now we will go to the doctrine of the Nukhaleta. The Nukhaleta doctrine basically they believe, I mean they go along full sacrifice for idols. They are not thinking about immorality, fornication is okay for them, boyfriend, girlfriend, get together, know each other before marriage, try each other before marriage. Nukhaleta. More than this, you know what they believe, what they practice? There was a command. Yes, there was a command. That's just their doctrine. Listen to me. If you are not careful, you will not get the doctrine of Bay'ah. You will just get the doctrine of all from the Khalifah inside the church of God. That's why from where comes the transgender marriage and homosexual marriage? Because they allow all the nonsense to come inside the church of God. That is the definition of Khalifah. You know based on what? Acts 2:44. All things were in common between them. Worse than this. You are taken now to hear this, but that's the truth. That is the schemes and tactics of devil. If the church will not repent. More than this verse about the Nicolaitans. Why they call them Nicolaitans? Why they call them doctrine of Balaam? So the teacher was Balaam. Who is the teacher? Who is their teacher? Who are their teachers? They claim that they get this from Nicholas and they call themselves Nicolaitans. And if you read Acts chapter 6 and verse 5, Acts chapter 6 and verse 5, when they were selecting their 7 deacons, and the saying filled the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. He is not a Jewish. Have you got the point? He is a Gentile. They put themselves that Nicholas is our teacher. But you know, they say that Nicholas, having one wife, his girl a virgin, even her son was living a decent life. You know what they did? Those people? When they were doing these things, they said that Nicholas is doing the same. To the outsiders, because they are part of the church. And you get the point, they are part of their church. Inside the church they are angels. No one hiding everything. Outside the church, from where you are doing these things, they say that Nicholas is teaching us and he is doing their sin. But Nicholas was not doing it. The point here, if we are not careful, people will infiltrate inside us. And they will do bad things, corruptible things, wicked things, abominable things. And they will say, the church is teaching us, the surrounding is doing this. Devil will do everything to fight the church. And that's why we need to be very careful from this day on. Do you want your inheritance in heaven? Do you want your reward? Sit up on your feet and stand against the teaching of Balaam and the teaching of the Nicolaitans. He did not say the teaching of Nicholas. He is not the one who teaches. He is a petty man. They partner themselves under his name. They patronize it so that he is the one who taught us, so please accept us. This is the way. But that is never the way. This is against the apostle teaching. But the church of God and righteousness goes on, other worship and morality, other things. That's what the devil wants. Does not want the salvation to flow to the people of this generation, to the children of the next generation, and the children of the next generation. That's all it stands. This is say repent, or else repent of your emotions, your self-righteousness, your own understanding, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. God else will come, with whom we want to stand. With those who compromise, with the other churches, with the number, well, we are few in number. I explain why. Just then to eradicate the morality from God's churches, we will end up on very few members. And we need to persevere. And I will say to the Lord that I am willing to continue to serve you and to proclaim the word that you want me to speak. Just to pray, God, thank you for your word. O God, teach us more of your ways. Guide us. Thank you for your word that you give us. I pray this teaching will help us to understand the seriousness of what we are passing through. O God, I pray. O God, that we need you, Lord. We need you from this hour and more of the coming time. Defying us worldliness, because we understood that worldliness, compromises and emotions is a way to bring a bigger sin inside our midst. In the name of Jesus, help each and every one of us to realize, O Lord, that the word of God, when it brings offenses to us, we need to accept it because that's for our safety and protection. In the name of Jesus, I pray for understanding in the mind of your people who hear the message. Oh God, you send this word. Give them understanding to accept it, oh God. Oh Lord, prove your word to us, your church, to those who oppose it, to those who persevere in it. Lord, I need you. We need you, Lord, in every day. Oh Lord, we need you to fight the battle for us and to go before us. Oh God, Lord, speak to us. Certain times we even don't know what to do. We are bewildering with the attacks of devil, but we trust God that you will speak in the critical moment of our life. That you will bring miracles, that you will deliver us in times that we are really in deep troubles. I need you, Lord. I thank you. I bless you. And I defy you. In this name. I confess, bowing here as my Lord, thank you. Especially at this critical moment, as we are chastising through with the offenses of the devil and wickedness and the doctrine of Balaam and the Nicolaitans, the doctrine of those homosexual marriage and transgender marriage, and the full sacrifice for idols, honored by churches, honored by people who should shun these things. So God, please do something. Oh God, I cannot bear anymore. Help me, oh God, to pass through it and your church, oh God. Help us to persevere. Lord, we decide, we determine to overcome. Until you clean the church, your church, not only here, the church around us. All of our God, do something, oh God. Your name is already marked by devil. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, help the people who understand your will, who fear you, who are valiant men, who walk on your words faithfully. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us in His name. Amen and amen.